This is GamerCast episode 364, Games of 2013, 2014. This is the show recorded on the 6th of January, 2014. Yeah, I'm your host. My name is Paul, and join me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
Can you move yourself so you're better centered in the thing?
You're better.
So what's happening?
We haven't done a show for a while. Apologies about that.
No, I got
ill and had a cough, and that stopped a few shows. Oh, and then I wasn't able to make a show, and then there was Ludum Dare, followed by I couldn't make the time for GamerCast. I was busy. And then it was kind of Christmas time, so. But now we're back in the new year, where there's no news happening at all. It's crazy. It's weird when there's like no news.
It's good when there's no news.
That's what you say.
Yeah, I just said it. Professor Genius.
Well, thank you.
Let us share this on my page.
But yeah, so, not a huge amount going on in the land of games.
The land of games!
Which is why, as we usually do, we're doing a show
we
about...
We should rename GamerCast the land of games.
Yeah, so we always do this kind of segment and have a tiny little bit of news. There's like three pieces of news, one release this week, and we're going to talk about our games of the year.
Meaning last year.
Yeah, games of 2013. So on the website I did a kind of roundup of my games 2013, which is five games, plus one downloadable game, well, downloadable only game, and then a game I'm looking forward to of 2014.
So are we only allowed to pick one game?
Well, I've put that as my game of the year, but then I've also got four other games I can mention with my downloadable game and the other one. But like, on the show
notes... What would I say is my game of the year? What's come out last year?
What have you enjoyed? You've played Rome.
I did Gears.
Oh. You played Game Dev Tycoon, Rome.
StarCraft 2. Hard as what?
I think that's all you... Is that all you played? Played some Forza.
What a rubbish year. Rubbish year in gaming.
Sorry. I think it's been an alright year. There's been a fair amount of games that I've enjoyed playing. You don't agree?
Well, for me, it's a toss-up between... I'll just write them all down. But you're doing yours first.
Okay, so I've put my kind of main game of the year, which I actually only finished quite recently, because it only came out quite recently as well. And that's Tearaway. So Tearaway is a PlayStation Vita exclusive game. I've put it as my game of the year because it's got so much charm, if that kind of works. You roll in your eyes. It's a really cute little game. Sadly... No, I won't say that.
Sadly, it's not very good.
No, it's enjoyable, and as it gets further to the end, it gets even better, because they expand upon their ways of making you be able to play the game, and it really changes it around a lot and makes it a hell of a lot better. It makes me wish they had included some of those features earlier on in the game. Of course, they've done it, so there's a curve or a spike or whatever. But I suppose they could have gotten a bit boring if they did them earlier on as well. But it works really well. It's quite cute how you can customise your character, of course, because it's made by Media Molecule, creators of Little Big Planet. You'd expect there's lots of creativity and stuff like that. It is kind of minimised, and not as grand as Little Big Planet. But you can do a lot with your character. I saw someone post a picture of their Iota. Is that his name? I played Atois, the girl. I saw someone post a picture of their dude. And then made him look like a snake, and I actually thought it was quite nice. I just made mine at first look cute with like a cat face, and then I gave it evil looking eyes by the end of the game. But it's just really nice. Really nice little game. It works as a platformer. At times I did get quite frustrated with it, with its actual platforming, because sometimes with the view that you had, you couldn't actually see the shadow of the character, so it actually made it hard to judge where you're jumping, which became frustrating with the harder bits where there'd be a present with goodies at the end of the line. And I got very frustrated with a little bit where I was rolling and ended up giving up on going that way down. I think I missed like two pieces of confetti because of it, but otherwise it was okay. But that's kind of like my big game of the year. As well as that, I'd give mention to Kentucky Route Zero, which is a small adventure game that came out, well, the first two acts came out this year, earlier on in the year as well. I think it was January and April. And it's just quite a nice adventure game. It's got kind of a visual style like a lot of indie games have at the moment. But I was interested in when they did Kickstarter on it in 2012 and was keeping an eye on it. And they've started releasing it. Third episode's supposed to be coming out soon. But I think that's a nice game with some funny writing. Last of Us, which I completed, is that Wednesday? I can't remember. I only completed it recently. I'd done 2/3 of the game, and I had the final third left to do, so I finished that. And it was okay. The game itself is really good. I think they did a good thing with it. Much more enjoyable than shooty shooty Mr.
How
Nathan
much
Drake.
Better would it be if it was on Xbox One, though?
I don't know. Would it make a difference? Really? What difference? What difference would it make?
Well, for a start, you wouldn't walk into a new room with all the characters not animating. There'll be general less glitchiness because rather than spending their time developing for that piece of junk that Sony released, you know, they could spend their time making the game better.
It was still good. I did feel some of the environments were a little bit repetitive, like I'd seen them again before and again and again, the same kind of pieces to block stairs and stuff like that. But I still really enjoyed it. It was a big jump for them to make that game, and I appreciate that they did it. I do kind of wish they didn't have standard human AI in it, though. So the... But it makes sense in the environment. Like, it makes sense in the environment, but it's so much more fun to play with the clickers and the other infected. But it makes sense. It evens it out. That's fine. I don't mind. I just found, though... It was slightly frustrating at times where I would die against humans, but I wasn't dying against clickers because I knew how to, you know, go against them. All because humans had their silly little guns shooting away at me. But it's good. It's a nice mixture of different enemy types. So yeah, I enjoyed Bioshock Infinite. Combat in that was slightly repetitive, but otherwise enjoyable and a nice story to boot. Amnesia and Machine for Pigs, which is lovely atmospheric horror style game, but I think it only really works for one playthrough, but I highly recommend you giving it a playthrough with some good headphones and sit in the dark. Paul nicely scared me back when I was playing that by putting his head in front of my face when I didn't even know he was coming, thanks to my noise cancelling headphones. That scared the hell out of me.
My face. It's scary.
And then I mentioned Crimson Dragon for being my favourite downloadable title of the year. It's not every day we get on rail shooters come out, and especially for a launch of a console. So I was very happy with that. That's a nice little game. People do have annoyances with it. And then I'm looking forward to The Witcher 3 next, this year, which will be out on next gen platforms, and I can't wait. Well, no, sorry, current gen platforms. And I can't wait.
Do you not think the show notes need to be reorganised? Because now you're saying games you're looking forward to this year.
Oh, I didn't realise. Oh, sorry.
So I'm going to have to like rejig this.
I'm sorry.
And to be honest, I can't be bothered.
I can rejig it.
Good, because I...
I'll rejig it.
So are you done with all your stuff?
Yeah.
Good, right. Okay. So, for me, there were two main sort of games I liked last year. One of them was obviously StarCraft II: Heart of the Swarm. The other was obviously Total War Rome 2, although multiplayer, let's face it, still doesn't work. So get the multiplayer fixed so I can actually play it with people, and, you know, then it's there. There's also like a few like smaller titles that I wouldn't like call Game of the Year material simply because they're not up to the same sort of budgets. But Game Dev Tycoon is up there. Halo Spartan Assault is up there. And whatever game I've been playing.
You did play a lot of that one. I can't think what it's called.
That one.
Jetpack Joyride.
Yeah, but I mean, I was playing
that for achievements.
I was playing that for achievements. Playing a game for achievements and playing it because you think it's a good game are two totally separate
things. Did you not enjoy playing it then?
No, I enjoy playing. I just don't see the point in going back to it now that it's no achievements.
Now that you completed it, yeah.
Here we go. Charlotte saying you can have a game in a year even if the budget is small. Yeah, but let's face it. Game Dev Tycoon is not going to compete with StarCraft 2. Let's just put that out there. Or whatever other game you can mention. You know, Terraria, for example. Fantastic game. Probably better than StarCraft 2. It's not up to the quality of StarCraft 2, is it?
Yeah, but it kind of depends on the enjoyment you get out of a game. An indie game can be just as good as a AAA game.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
It depends on quality what it depends on what you're rating the games based upon.
And obviously, the quality of the game, apart from obviously Rome 2, which is glitchy but being patched, i.e. the Creative Assembly way, you know, but then, like, Shogun 2, a year later, was like, pretty solid.
Yeah, you played lots of Shogun 2, didn't you?
In fact, I'll probably start going back to Shogun 2 unless a multiplayer gets fixed in bloody Rome. Biggest disappointment of 2013. Gee, let me think what that could be. This is where you're supposed to guess.
GTA 5 not coming out on PC.
Nope, because that'll come out this year.
Biggest disappointment? What have you been disappointed in?
SimCity.
Of course. That came out this year, jeez.
SimCity was March, wasn't it?
Mm, wow. Yeah, you were disappointed by that. But you didn't have any hopes for it anyway,
but
did you?
But I, you know... Okay. SimCity confirmed my already held beliefs that it was rubbish. Well done, EA. Games I'm looking forward to this year. Wow. MechWarrior Online. Now, people are going to say, this game's already out. Yeah, but MechWarrior Online keeps just getting better and better. Granted, I've not played it for 6 months, but that's because I've been busy. But when I start playing it again, it'll know that'd be awesome.
When's it... Like, is it still beta?
I don't think it is still beta, no.
Okay.
Or if it is beta, it's beta, i.e. not beta. It's just not finished. The other sort of major title I'm, like, super excited for this year is Elite Dangerous. This is the year Elite Dangerous comes out. In fact, it's already out in alpha. But I didn't want to spend £300 to get access to the alpha.
Just
no
crazy.
Offense, David Brayburn, but
£300 for
you don't
alpha.
Need any more money. You know, everything about this game just looks amazing. I would obviously like them to put me in charge of it because I'd make some changes to it. Because they're obviously using, you know, airplane style combat rather than proper Newtonian combat like they had in Elite 2, where, you know, if my ship's going 100,000 metres per second in this direction, you know, I'm going to have to do an equal engine burn at the same duration to stop. And, you know, people would play that and just not realise, like, it would feel too floaty for them, really. But I would prefer it to be like that because it's more realistic.
So you don't think indie games can be game of the year, but do you not think Elite Dangerous is like quite a small budget compared to like StarCraft?
Yeah, but it's still Frontier, isn't it?
Does that make a difference?
Yeah, I mean, they're all, you know, it's David Braben.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's necessarily independent.
David
In fact,
Braben
to be honest, I wouldn't be
jumpers.
Surprised if EA or Microsoft start sniffing around, since they will be filing for initial public offering soonish. They'd been initially valued at $39 million.
Really?
I would not pay that for them. No offense.
Well, surely Microsoft have some form of investment in them anyway.
Well, no, yeah. Obviously, they pay for development of Kinect Moors and Zoo Tycoon.
I suppose it depends if Microsoft are happy with what they've produced for them.
To be honest, Zoo Tycoon, game of 2013. Let's get
that. Okay,
you
forgot that.
Yeah, I forgot that because I just forgot all the next gen / current gen stuff.
See, I did mention the next gen stuff, the Xbox One stuff to you, but the one game I didn't actually mention was Zoo Tycoon.
Yeah, Zoo Tycoon. Yeah. I mean, Peggle 2 maybe as well. The chat room says, Elite Yaldi, when is open beta out? Elite Yaldi. No, it's Elite Dangerous. And I don't know when the open beta is out. My beta should be the next month or two. And if it's not, I'm not that bothered, because to be honest, I'd rather play the finished game.
Yeah, you'd rather play it when it's ready.
When it's a game. When it's just a game I want, I don't want to play the beta.
You're just going to moan if you get a buggy beta, aren't you?
Let's
you'll
face
be like,
it.
Catherine, it's broken.
I'm probably going to moan anyway.
It just crashed. It's gone multiplayer, hasn't it? You'll be like, I was playing with Windsor and it crashed.
Yeah, it's an MMO spacey game.
Yeah.
That's the cool thing. Me and Windsor are just going to, because we've got our stupid founder, whatever level stupid Kickstarter thing we've got, we can just start in some mad dafty place away from anyone and just yaldy off into the middle of nowhere where no one else is around. So yeah.
So you're looking forward to some of that, aren't you?
Elite Dangerous is the main thing, but then I'm also looking forward to how MechWarrior Online develops. What else is coming out? Titanfall? Nah.
We'll pick it up.
Halo 5? Nah. Quantum Break? Nah.
I'd be interested in seeing if they
Max Payne 4? Nah.
Show some Sunset Overdrive stuff.
Bioshock Infinite 2? Nah. Sunset Overdrive? Nah.
And Quantum Break, although I'm a bit confused what Quantum Break is right now, so.
Who knows?
But yeah, so I suppose that's kind of our roundup.
To be honest, I haven't really played much this year.
Played a lot of Zoo Tycoon.
I didn't really play a lot of that compared to like StarCraft, though, did I?
Yeah, but that's because it's on a console.
Yeah, if it was on my PC, I'd play it more. In fact, it'd probably be open right now if I.
Yeah,
was
how
on
about
PC.
You tell like Frontier to also make Zoo Tycoon for PC, because it's crazy that it's not on PC.
It would be better if it was on PC. It's a fair bit of work to port it to the PC, because I don't want the console UI on PC. But at least we'd get much better performance out of it and have far bigger zoos, because I would just chuck whatever resources are necessary at it.
You'd also be able to read the text.
Yeah, so a lot the sort of trouble a lot of the current gen games have, by current gen I mean the new stuff, is you can obviously see the UI and text were all developed right next to the screen.
Same with Forza as well.
Forza as well. Teeny tiny text. I mean, yeah, okay, our living room might be bigger than most. And our TV isn't huge, but, you know, I still have to, like, concentrate to read it.
I think we sit at an alright distance away from our TV. I don't think it should be too big, but so many games have such
tiny
text.
The UI just isn't designed for it, is it? It's really bad.
Because nothing really scales, does it? Well, I don't know, it all scales, but.
Well, it's nothing to do with scaling. It's they decided the text is going to be that percentage of the size of the screen. I eat too small.
I remember Dead Rising being a bit awkward as well. I don't remember seeing
like,
text
I really moaned about it on the PS3 because the PS3 was really bad, and now it looks like the Xbox One has picked up the trouble. Guys, people are playing the games far away. You need to have bigger writing, and it's not just because I'm an old git.
Well, yeah, it's not like we even have a big living room. We just happen to have it on a corner and on another corner.
Now for the news.
To the moon!
Yes, so to the moon.
Which
Gamecast reviewed. We gave it a 5 out of 5. Because it's apparently really good. I still need to play it. I did pick it up on Steam in the sale, I think. If I was right. It was only £2.09. But they released a mini-sode for the holidays. Which is a short 20-minute... episode that you can play, which delves a bit more into explaining about the jobs that who was it? Ryan? Oh, I can't see it. Dr. Watts and Dr. Rosaline. And it just goes a little bit more into them. Anyone who has it on Steam, it will have automatically patched, presumably by now. However, to launch the little mini-sode, you need to go into the game's folder and launch it directly from there, and there's an exe, I imagine, and found somewhere within there. Or you can download it off their website, which is freebirdgames.com. And they've got it on their Dropbox. And you can download it from there, and then just play it like from that executable. There is no menu or saving in the mini-sode, so they recommend, of course, you play it in one lump. But it's just because it's something small they wanted to release and show a little bit more of the story, while they're of course developing a bird story, which has been slightly delayed again. But they apologised. They also apologised in their blog when they announced this, just saying it will be done soon.
And they're really sorry about the wait. And one thing Charles just said in the chat room as well, of course, is despite To the Moon looking like it's made in RPG Maker, for anyone who's seen RPG Maker before, it's got a really, really good story, which is why she gave it 5 as well. And then someone I know played it as well, and they were like, oh my god, that was amazing. So I highly recommend it. It's not expensive at all on Steam, even at normal price. It's still under a tenner, I believe. Next up, Europa Universalis 4. They've released a pre-order trailer for the first expansion called Conquest of Paradise. You can check it out on the Gamecast website. And it's up for pre-purchase, I think. Was it up for pre-purchase? It's releasing January 14th, so is that now? Week. Is that next week? 14th of Jan? Yeah, next Tuesday. And you'll of course need the base game, Europa Universalis 4, in order to play the expansion, and it'll be available on Windows, Macintosh, and Linux. And you can pre-purchase it on Steam. Next up, Hello Games. So I thought I'd just mention this, although it's a little bit sad. So there's been some really bad weather in the UK recently. Including lots of flooding, and in Guildford they had it quite bad because they've got a river running through in town.
Most towns do.
But theirs is partial flood, and there's places that are actually built a little bit sillily in places that can flood. And Hello Games had their office in one of these said areas, and their office flooded. At one point, I saw them saying that they weren't sure how much of the... Well, if the game's okay. So Hello Games, the developers of Joe Danger, and made, or are making, No Man's Sky. If you remember that trailer?
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course I remember that.
Okay.
Oh! Homeworld!
Oh gosh, yeah.
Is that out next this year?
I don't know.
Probably not. But that's on my watch list. Because it's nice to have another strategy game. Because we don't have enough of those.
No, they're like one
serious point.
Yeah, so unfortunately their office got completely flooded. They've lost all of their like old Joe Danger stuff as well as personal artifacts that they had in the office.
So wait, they didn't have an off-site backup?
Well, I'm not sure if they do, because they've said backups. Everything in the office has been lost, but presumably they must have had the game backed up somewhere, because they haven't said, oh, the game's having to stop. It's just everything in the office. All their computers are wrecked because, of course, they're on the floor.
Yeah, but didn't loads of people say they'd help them out?
Yeah, a lot of people have said stuff. And unfortunately, their insurance don't cover their office.
I think their exact thing was, your insurance doesn't cover floods if you live in an area prone
to flood.
In a flood
risk zone, yeah.
Yeah, so, great.
I heard as well another studio flooded. However, they were able to move the PCs before they actually had the water coming in.
A what? For? Nibble?
But yes, it's really sad. Like, they posted some pictures on their Twitter, which looked absolutely horrible, of, like, them trying to... Because, of course, first you've got to dry out all the water with, like, massive industrial heaters, and then you need to use dehumidifiers to remove the damp and any wetness within wood and stuff like that. Carpets are wrecked, sofas are gone, desks, computers, everything.
I don't think my superhero adventure game was very successful.
But yeah, hopefully people will help them out and they'll get back on their feet quickly. It's a real shame as well, because it was, you know, not that long after them announcing their game.
Superheroes and adventurers, a terrible combination. Nippo, brilliant combination.
So yeah, that's a shame. I mean, they have actually got like a game coming out on Thursday as well, Joe Danger Infinity on iOS. But I'm sure that still doesn't stop them from being a bit sad.
Isn't there only two people who work there?
No.
No, I thought it was relatively small.
It's a small studio, yeah. I think they've had second lots of floods as well.
So what you get for living in floodland?
Yeah, just because it's cheaper, I suppose. That'll usually be the case with someone going to someone like that, wouldn't it?
Hospital.
So yeah, that's
For anyone who doesn't actually know what I'm doing, who are watching the live stream, I'm playing Game Dev Tycoon. Potential candidate for Game of the Year until it was made by indies.
Even though you've enjoyed it quite a bit over the last week or so. Yes, you have.
Yeah, but let's face it, if this game was 40 quid, need more.
Well, that's true, you wouldn't pay 40 quid for it.
I wouldn't pay 6 quid for it. Luckily, it was 3 quid.
You want to talk about your next things on the...
Oh, yeah, so Microsoft have announced Xbox One sold 3 million units.
It's not too bad.
Sony's last figures announced were 2.1 million.
But they announced those before Christmas, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, these figures are only for last year, then. They don't include this last week. But obviously the PS4 is available in more markets than Xbox One.
Mm, that's very true as well.
So they've spread their stock thin.
But as well as that, of course, I imagine their sales have gone up a little bit more in the last week or so, potentially. Actually, no, not just yet. In the next week for both consoles, because...
Why?
Stores are getting more stock.
Yeah, but they'll sell whatever's manufactured, won't they?
Oh, okay.
The fact that stores have stock or not doesn't really make any difference.
Oh.
It's if they're coming off the assembly line, they'll sell regardless, won't they? In it. So I just thought I'd say that because Catherine didn't bother mentioning that.
Sorry.
Oh, you need to follow Major Nelson's Twitter feed because he keeps giving out codes for Max and the whatever doodad.
I do follow him on Twitter, but I'm not on Twitter all the time.
Well, you need to get on there the second he posts one of these codes.
Is that because you want to play it for free?
I want another game. I'll have a game. I ain't paying for that crappy game. Right, let's make a new game then.
So that's it for the news this week.
Nope.
Because there's not much in Newsland.
Yeah, all right. Hang on.
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ. So what we're doing now? Releases this week. There's a game coming out this week.
There's only one game.
What's the point? It's just making me have to run this thing for no reason.
New releases this week.
Cool, so there's only one release coming out, as Paul mentioned, and it's actually a release of a game on a platform it wasn't out on before, and that's Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, and it's coming out on PC. This is, of course, the game where you play as Raiden, and you can cut things up really specifically with a sword. And that's all that's coming out. Of course, releases will be quite slow for the first few weeks of January, because, you know, that's how it is, really. I suppose you get indie games and stuff coming out. Indie games. But yeah, so Rising Revengeance. And that's kind of it for this week. While Paul tries to find the perfect spot to put his game.
Well, ideally, I wouldn't be running this on this monitor. I'd be running on this one. And then it would be widescreen. And then I'd have us in the corners. But I can't be bothered to do that.
So yeah, I guess that's it.
Yeah, keep an eye out on our YouTube channel because we're going to have a new episode of From the Road on there relatively soon, because I recorded one on my way home from work tonight.
Hopefully there'll be a little bit more news next week, because of course we won't be talking about our games of the year anymore.
Well, I can just rant about stuff if you want. God, Nintendo.
Hey, I had so much fun playing Mario 3D World the other day.
Yeah, the Wii U is really good.
Everyone needs to pick up on the whole other secondary screen thing. Because that works really well. Of course, not every game supports it on the Wii U. Lego City, I'm looking at you. Because that is really
annoying. If you compare the Wii U tablet experience to the PlayStation Vita, oh my god, mine is money. To the PlayStation Vita with the PS4, it really shows how much better Nintendo did with remote streaming.
Oh, really? Because the PS4 is
so laggy.
4 with a Vita, I haven't seen that.
Well, the trouble is, Sony just didn't put in fast encoders. So because the Wii U tablet was such an integral part, Nintendo said, we need super low latency video encoders to quickly encode the video and blast out to the Vita. Sony's like, oh, we'll just take whatever junk we've got lying around in the office and just stick that into PS4. It works for streaming. Oh, just remote play is like 100 millisecond lag. There's nothing you can do about it.
So I did actually get a slight little bit of, I suppose, lag when playing Mario World. Only for like brief moments, for like a second, every now and again. But it didn't really happen that much to actually matter. But I'm just going to say, Mario dressed as a cat walking is so cute.
It's awesome.
It's so cute. It's like a little cat. I think that's... The Wii is actually one of my biggest surprises of 2013. Because I was a late adopter to one. Because Paul made me not pick one up. Which was clever, because there weren't any games for it on launch. Except for Zombie U, and that's kind of it. And I don't know, the gamepad's really surprised me with how nice it is.
Yeah, the trouble is, nobody bought it.
Yeah, like, I had loads of fun playing Zelda.
But it just proves
my
point that people are idiots.
And they're a lot cheaper now as well. You can, well, over Christmas, you could pick them up for £200 with either the Lego City pack or the Zelda
pounds.
Pack or the Luigi pack as well. Charlotte got me Wonderful 101. I've got to play that. And yeah, I'm really happy with it.
I mean, my recommended consoles for most people at the moment would be a Wii U and an Xbox One. Xbox One for the Xbox One exclusives, and obviously, you know, the generic multi-platform churn. And then the Wii U for the games that are really good on the Wii U, like Mario, like Pikmin.
The games that it has
like
that other
Rayman.
Consoles don't ever have. Yeah, I still need to get Rayman and Pikmin, though. They're the two games I need. Sadly, my Tesco's didn't have any cheap Pikmin. Apparently, they sell in Nintendo Land for a fiver now as well. Gone mega cheap.
Mega cheap.
Mega cheap. But yeah, I think the only thing that the Wii U's lacking in still, though, is a store. Like, it has a digital store, but it's really lacking in games still. There's only so many games you can re-release from older platforms. And for someone like me who kind of owns them on the older platforms and sees no point in buying them again, because if I want to play it, I can get the console and plug it in the TV. Paul can moan and be like, where have you got that old piece of junk in front of the TV?
That's what I say.
Along
those
lines. What's
that piece of shite doing plugged into our new telly?
If it runs on the TV, that is. Doesn't have issues. But yeah, I hope the Wii U has a good year. I think it'd be a shame to see it.
I don't think it will. Because everyone's on the PS4 bandwagon, aren't they? And then they buy it and realise, oh, there's no games on it.
I think quite a few people have been buying Wii U's now that like some of the bigger releases are out. But of course it still hasn't got, you know, its big first party titles. Like, you know, it hasn't got a brand new Zelda yet. It's got two cool new Marios, well, two newish Marios, and it's got Pikmin, and then a few other smaller titles. You've got Bayonetta coming out as well. It also needs a Metroid, because Metroid with the gamepad will work really well. Like how they used it in Zombie U, really. Donkey Kong's coming out. I played that, I actually quite enjoyed it. It's not really a Wii U specific game, it didn't feel, but you can play it on the screen on the gamepad. It's nice to play a console game on a screen, because then you're not taking over the TV and you don't feel bad for doing so.
Yeah, stop not going to telly. I'm playing Peggle 2.
Oh,
that's a point. If people aren't following me on Xbox, follow the Smirnov.
You can follow Kitty Dog.
Because I post loads of awesome clips of Peggle 2.
Sometimes three of the same clip.
Just got to make sure, haven't you?
Yeah. I don't even know how good those last ones you would have done would have been. Because, of course, with how it recorded some clips before.
It bombed. My clips are legendary. Let's just have a look at some. This one must be good, surely.
Now, honestly, they got all that. I thought that was a nice trial to do. Got silly Yeti, it's fun.
It's So you don't actually work them, right?
That some of them work okay.
Some of them are a bit weird and don't quite work as one would expect. So this is recording halfway through the awesomeness already. Mm. It's just like, what'd you miss off like the last 5 seconds? And that's simply because PopCap / EA haven't developed their video clip recording thing very well.
Well, it feels a little bit lost.
So unless you say Xbox record that,
Probably miss the cool moments, which is what you want to record and what you expect it to record, which sometimes it does do and sometimes it doesn't do very well. Like, you've got the one, although it'd be quite an old one, of it doing the extreme slide. Was that FIFA? You just... Good FIFA game there.
Ready for epic save. Boom. I just got a message from I'm Protocol on Xbox.
Go to the side. The huge shot score.
Which one?
The one all the way on the right. Is that the bucket? See, that just missed that whole slide down. Oh, just missed it. But the...
Oh, that's a bit silly, isn't it?
Whereas other games seem quite good with their recording. Like, Zoo Tycoon did some recording, didn't it? And it seemed to get
this,
them okay.
Yeah, so this is a Zoo Tycoon recorded clip.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, the way you can tell is it's 41 seconds long as opposed to 30 seconds long.
Oh, look at that hippo. He wants a wash.
Look off hippo. Yeah, well, that's really it. I mean, yeah, so follow the Smirnoff. Watch my cool clips. I would strongly recommend that. Boom, right. Let's lean forward then. And press some buttons here, like this button. And this button. We'll be back next week with more
GemmaCast and news, hopefully, and releases.